Could all the delicate parts of a watch be shaken together in a bucket until they eventually came together as a perfect timepiece? Yet there are multitudes who believe that our solar system was made by such chance. I'll be back in a moment with the amazing facts. Hello, this is Joe Cruz on the Amazing Facts broadcast, facts which affect you. In several recent talks on modern skepticism, we've been trying to show evidence from many angles that God is just exactly what the Bible claims Him to be. Not one word of Scripture has ever been broken or disproven by generations of critics. All the latest facts of true science coincide with the Bible record also. God does exist, friends, and He still functions as the mighty sustainer of the universe that He created, in spite of the modern blasphemy of some even theologians and scholars. Well, there are those who tell us that they don't believe in the existence of God simply because no one has ever seen such a being. In other words, they would have us think that they believe in only that which they have the ability to see. However, human experience teaches us every day that we actually believe a great many things that we do not see or even understand. Take, for instance, gravitation, electricity, air, thought. No one has ever seen these forces, and yet we know they exist because of what they do and accomplish. The Scripture declares, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." Psalms 19, verse 1. That is to say, as we view His created works, we may clearly see and understand that there must be an invisible being, namely God, who has brought all these things into existence. To illustrate, we understand that there's a skywriter in the clouds when we see the skywriting, even though our limited vision may be unable to penetrate the distance and see the one who's doing the writing. In both cases, to disbelieve would be utter foolishness. Now there's such an abundance of evidence in the heavens for the existence of a supreme being that no real unbiased person can really deny it. The sublime pageant of those heavenly bodies and their orderly march through infinite space testifies about God. The prophet said, "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of His might, for that He is strong in power, not one faileth." Isaiah 40, verse 26. Now our poor human minds are incapable of comprehending the vastness of the universe. Astronomers tell us that all the grains of sand on all the beaches of the world would scarcely equal the number of stars in the universe. Dr. Howard Shapley, noted American astronomer, estimates that there are 200 billion galaxies or island universes, each of which contains billions of stars or suns. All these stars are in perpetual motion. Countless billions of these blazing suns plow their way through limitless space, orbit intersecting orbit like the links of a chain, and yet there's no conflict, no collision. What mathematical genius has conceived and planned and coordinated all these worlds, friends? The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God," Psalms 14:1. Such a one may ascribe the existence of this complex universe to chance, but chance cannot invent, friends. It can't organize. It can't plan. Chance can't even make a watch. Each little wheel, spring, jewel, or cog in the watch has its place. Were we to place the parts of a watch with its wheels and springs in a container and then shake them together ever so vigorously for a million years, those parts would never make a watch of themselves. Only an experienced mind and skillful hands can fit those parts together. A prominent businessman, a manufacturer of cutlery, who had been delivered from the soul-destroying influence of skepticism and who became a firm believer in the existence of God, was asked to give a reason, just one reason, for his strong, unyielding faith in the God of the Bible. And his answer was as follows. He says, "It takes a girl in our factory about 2 days to learn to put the 17 parts of a meat chopper together. It may be that these millions of worlds, each with its separate orbit, all balance so wonderfully in space, it may be that by a billion years of tumbling about, they finally arrange themselves. I don't know. I'm merely a plain manufacturer of cutlery. But this I do know, that you can shake the 17 parts of a meat chopper around in a wash tub for the next 17 billion years, and you'll never make a meat chopper." Well, Dr. Compton, nationally known physicist, believes in God, and he assures us that his faith is a very real thing to him. Answering his own question as to what faith is, he says, "For myself, faith begins with the realization that a supreme intelligence brought the universe into being and created man. It's not hard for me to have this faith, for it's incontrovertible that where there's a plan, there's intelligence, and an orderly, unfolding universe testifies to the truth of the most majestic statement ever uttered, in the beginning, God." Now, let me ask you, friends, do you know of anything that is superior to your mind? Now, look at the planets coursing through the sky up there. Behold, in all of its splendor, the entire cosmic universe with its suns, its nebula, and galaxies. Yet, they are inanimate. They have no mind, no intelligence. They can't do what you can do. Think, reason, plan, and carry out plans according to the private volition and will. The human mind can think, reason, and push those plans into action. It can invent and produce instruments by which it gathers a knowledge of the vast universe. Through radar, man has now been able to send a signal to the moon and command it to return. He can send signals even farther out there in space and then recover them. He can control waterfalls and make them serve his needs. He can cause rivers to run backward, turn the forces of nature to serving the needs of mankind. And now he's learned how to break down the atom and utilize the power so vast that man is finally able to annihilate all life on the earth. But there remains one thing that no man ever has been or ever will be able to do. He cannot build, produce, or create anything that is more intelligent than himself. A man can take existing materials and make a house out of them. But it requires intelligence and power superior to the house to produce the house. An automobile is almost a living thing, but the intelligence and power required to invent and produce it are superior to the thing produced. To suggest to you that anything you could invent or bring into being could be superior in intelligence and ability to you and your mind would certainly insult your intelligence. Now let me ask you, do you honestly believe that any power or force which is inferior to your mind could have produced you? If you don't believe in God, then you have the only alternative of believing that something less than your intelligence produced you, that dumb, purposeless unintelligence brought into being your intelligence. The only rational possibility is to confess that the very presence of the human mind is proof that the great first cause is also the supreme intelligence, infinitely superior to the wisdom of mortal man. Now take a look at the miracle proof of created things. It doesn't matter whether we study a distant sun through the telescope or a tiny cell through the microscope. We'll find law, design, and purpose pervading every atom in infinite space. The protons and electrons in the smallest atom are just as definitely governed by law as are the greatest suns in distant space. Wherever laws exist, there must of necessity be a lawmaker. Many scientists agree that it's impossible to explain the behavior of nature outside of God. William Ritter, former director of the Scripps Institution for Biological Research at the University of California, said this, "Seeing God in the universe is no more difficult than seeing electrons there." While Louis Pasteur, the French scientist and father of bacteriologists, he declared this, "Posterity will one day laugh at the sublime foolishness of the materialistic philosophy. The more I study nature, the more I stand amazed at the work of the Creator. I pray at work in my laboratory." Well, if I had the very finest railroad watch made, friends, it would not keep perfect time. Once or twice a week, I'd have to adjust it a second or two, probably. Now, if I want to be sure it's accurate to the very second, I set it by the master clock of my city, or any city, which is always found at the Western Union. But even this clock does not keep perfect time. Once or twice a week, it has to be adjusted by a second or two by the master clock of the nation by telegraph from the Naval Observatory, Washington, D.C. There at the Naval Observatory is the master clock of the United States. But this great master clock is not perfect either. It, too, must be adjusted and corrected occasionally. Yes, it's corrected by the master clock of the universe up in the skies, by astronomers. Up there in the heavens is the great master clock that never makes a mistake. It's always on time, never off a fraction of a second. The heavenly bodies coursing through the skies. Now, if I show you my fine factor precision watch and tell you that it was not made by any watch company at all. In fact, it was not designed or put together by any watchmaker, but it just sort of happened. It just sort of came together by itself. Would you believe that? The iron ores just brought themselves up out of the ground, refined themselves, formed and shaped themselves under the delicate little cogs and wheels and other pieces. Would one person accept my story that the silicon just came of its own out of the ground and turned itself into the glass crystal? Or that the gold case just refined itself, shaped itself? Then suppose I asserted that the cogs and wheels and scores of little parts just assembled themselves together in that case, wound themselves up and started themselves to running and keeping almost perfect time. Well, if I should try to tell you anything like that, you'd tell me that I'm crazy or a fool, wouldn't you? Certainly. You know that the presence of that watch is positive proof of the existence of a watchmaker who thought it all out, planned it, put it together, and then started it running. It didn't happen by itself, friends. It never could have happened by itself. But then you look up into the great vast sky at that master clock of the universe, which never misses a second, the perfect watch by which we must constantly set all our imperfect man-made watches. And you tell me that all just happened? There was no great watchmaker, no mastermind thought it out and planned that complicated universe and brought it into being and set each star and sun and planet in its own precise place and then finally started the countless heavenly bodies speeding through space, each in its own prescribed orbit? Do you tell me that it just fashioned itself, put itself together, wound itself up, and then started itself running? There was no intelligence? No planning, no creation, no God? Oh, friends, surely there would be no one today so foolish as to see that tremendous complex balance system up there and then claim that it just started by itself, that it brought itself into existence. If you believe that, I must answer that I don't have too much respect for your intelligence. And the Word of God also replies to you and says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." If you can look about you and observe how exquisitely planned and executed everything is in nature, in the plant world and the animal life, everything we see except the bungling and polluting of God's beautiful handiwork by the clumsy hand of man, ignoring and rejecting God, and then say you doubt the existence of an all-wise, all-powerful Creator God, then how could anyone have much faith in your sincerity as a seeker after truth? Oh, I pray that God will give us the simple faith today to accept the overwhelming proof of nature and your own existence as the ultimate evidence of a God of power and a God of love. And now this is Joe Cruz saying goodbye for today.